Welcome to another episode of Stocks to Watch, Global One Media's exclusive series, as we host company executives who are sharing insights into their unique journey and why you should take interest. I'm your host, Ashley Barry, and we're welcoming Kimberly Ann, CEO and president of Lahontan Gold Corp, a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company that holds four top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in the Walker Lane mining-friendly jurisdiction of Nevada. They're trading on the TSXV as LG and the OTCQB in the U.S. as LGCXF. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We're really excited for this conversation. As I mentioned, your exploration and development activities are primarily focused on the Nevada Walker Lane Mineral Belt. So what geological features really make this area a compelling location for mineral exploration?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the Walker Lane, Nevada, first of all, Nevada is the number one jurisdiction in the world, has been for a very long time for very good reasons. You can permit things quite quickly. We don't deal with First Nations and other problematic issues that you would normally deal with. But the structural environment, as we look at, is very exciting. You have structures that run into each other that create these really strong systems. Our project's very special because it's high grade in Nevada. 1 gram rock in a heap leach operation is considered very high grade because you can make so much money off that. So, you know, it's an economic area to be. There's a mine next door. Walker Lane is just blowing up with mines all over us.
Very interesting. So you're talking about that sort of cross section. Maybe you could explain that a little bit. I know you talked about the grade and why it's such a prime location, but I'm really curious as to what really makes that so special.
Yeah. So, for example, the Carlin Trend, the structures do not, you know, they don't crash into each other, as I like to say. So in our specific project, when different mineralizations of rock systems hit each other, then you find these heat engines that come up through structures that create these high-grade systems. So, for example, the picture in the background you see is our Santa Fe asset. And underneath this, we have very high-grade, like 110-gram rock, and it's because the structures are crashing into each other and creating this heat engine that comes up to the surface. So when you think about mining in areas like this, you want to find the strongest heat engine to create these fluids that push the mineralization up to the surface.
Ah, brilliant, brilliant. And speaking of the Santa Fe mine, that was previously a producer of gold and silver and really has a maiden mineral resource estimate of nearly 1.7 million ounces of gold, which is equivalent at very high grades. Maybe you can explain why you believe that project still holds significant economic potential today.
Yeah, so as we all know in mining, you know, as times change, economics change, et cetera, the dollar amounts always go up. This was mined from 1988 to 1992, very successfully. They made money with this project when gold was $370. Mm-hmm. As we all know, gold's at a fantastic price right now. But if they can mine rock at $370 per ounce, we can certainly do it quite successfully. Because this mine was shut down in 92, it was shut down because of economics, pure and simple. Gold and silver wasn't doing as fantastic as it is now. And then the project got bought out, et cetera, et cetera. But the opportunity for us is fantastic. It's a brownfield operation. There's lots of mineralization left in the project. You can see over my shoulder, all those orangey, rusty colors. That's all oxide material. That means there's lots and lots of gold and silver that was just simply left there. So we're not like, you know, reinventing the wheel of mining. We're simply going back in, doing our due diligence, drilling some holes, seeing if it's still there. We put out that 1.7 million ounce maiden resource in January of last year. A very good starting point. We've grown that since that time, and we're going to continue to grow that. But what we know is this is economic today, and therefore we are, instead of just drill to see how big it is, we're turning this into an economical project as soon as possible, meaning we are going down the permitting process and fast tracking it because of it being brownfield. We can get this in production in a short timeline.
Great. Let's talk about the acquisition of even more claims in that property last year. What were the drivers behind that decision?
Yeah, well, that was really exciting for us because a major had these claims and a lot of flat ground there for heap leach pads. I'm always looking to the future of this asset. So when we look at that land, we see flatlands for 20 years down the road, but we also see structures, those parallel structures I'm talking about hitting each other, that extend off to this ground that's high grade. So it's going to add a lot more depth to our project as far as our pits growing in different directions. But yeah, it was just a great acquisition to grow our land package. You know, the bigger the land package, the easier it is in the future when you're mining, because you don't want to have to do layback agreements with your neighbors. It's just too expensive. So you want to get it now before you build it.
Sounds like some great decisions. Let's talk about upcoming milestones for those two projects we talked about, both in Nevada, Santa Fe, that investors should really keep an eye on right now.
Yeah, look, you know, I think everybody can agree mining's the past couple of years have been quite challenging, the markets in particular. We've been staying focused on, we know we have one of the best assets in Nevada, a development style asset that we know we can fast track. So we're focused on bringing this to the forefront of a production story by next year. We want to announce that to the world. So that being said, we started our permitting process. It's called a plan of operations last April. It's about a 2-year timeline to get this document. Basically, you have to go through 5 growing seasons looking for raptors and agricultural items, flowers. We call it bugs and bunnies for short. But the reality is right now, it's our last growing season. So we're really excited about that. So they'll start drawing up this document. By June, we will submit this. And by the end of the year, we will have most of this document approved. And in Q1 of next year, talking about financing this to build it. In parallel with that, we will be putting out our PEA, which is your preliminary economic assessment. And this tells the world how much it's going to cost to build it, the mine life, the average grade, et cetera, et cetera. We know what it looks like right now, and the numbers look very favorable for the mine without drilling another hole. So we want to get that out to the market that allows us to go to debt facilities, royalty companies, whatever, to finance to build it. So in parallel with, you know, a drill program over the summer months and moving the project forward organically, we're doing all the necessary business in the background to bring it to an economic viable situation for Q2 of next year. So we can, you know, finance our own project through through our own production. In parallel with that, our West Santa Fe asset, the acquisition that we did in June of last year. This last year. That's very exciting because it's a lookalike to Santa Fe proper. It's only 13 kilometers away. We picked that up because it's all oxide. It starts at the surface. We believe there's a plus million ounce system there, same high grade. So it will be a satellite operation for the future. And yes, it's going to take time and work to get there, but it's still, in my mind, adding oxide ounces organically. That's not expensive. That's not risk to our shareholders. And that has major catalysts for the future of the assets.
Sounds like some really exciting prospects on the horizon, Kimberly. We talked about the price of gold and how this is like really a very, very good time. So potential investors, those that are watching this, those that are listening, why is now the time to invest in Lahontan Gold?
That's a great question. One, because gold is going crazy right now and it's always going to be the safe haven. I think everybody can think about the world today and not feel comfortable with that situation one way or the other. And I always believe that gold is going to be, you know, physical gold, gold stocks, et cetera, is going to be something that everybody should have in their portfolio, as well as silver. Of course, we see silver and gold in parallel, you know, doing quite well. And for us, we have a lot of silver in our system. So the more they both go up, the more money our company is going to make. But to Lahontan specific, we know how to run businesses. We've been very successful. People call me a serial entrepreneur because I believe in business first, create a great team, and you can take an asset along, you know, a long way through this process. For us, we're focused on bringing shareholder value very responsibly. And I think, you know, we're people are going to see that in this next year. We are a fairly new public story, so it takes time to get the awareness out there. And I think if people are paying attention, this is a really great buying opportunity right now. And specifically when I talk to a lot of analysts, I think gold's going to go up to, you know, $2,600, $2,700. I mean, this is the time to be buying.
Okay, so I have to ask, what got you interested in all of this? How did this start? I mean, it's fascinating to me. I'd love to hear the story.
Yeah, well, as I said, my family business has always been entrepreneur. My family believes that you don't work for other people. You start your own companies and control your own destiny. And I've always done that. And I've always been very successful with every type of business I've been in. And mining, frankly, I put money into a stock of a company that I believed in the management team and the direction of the asset and going forward. And I made a 15-fold in a 4-month timeline. And it turned my head and went, wait a minute, I can do this. I can run any company. And I just got me so excited. And that was quite a long time ago. And I've successfully sold many companies and brought them through all the different processes to get there. I worked for a $5 billion debt fund on the other side, which brought a lot of depth to my knowledge of how to do transactions. And I don't know, I'm just obsessed with this industry because it's fantastic. You're always taking high risk for high reward, but it makes you feel alive, I guess.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thanks for answering that. Coupled with your successes, what an inspiration you are. Kimberly Ann, CEO and president of Lahontan Gold Corp. Again, trading on the TSXV as LG and the OTCQB as LGCXF. What a pleasure it was speaking with you. Thanks for joining us here on Stocks to Watch. We look forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much.